I am Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Belated Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. You are with Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 with your host, Fleur. I apologize. I haven't been around. I've been away for the festive season and I never got to do my Christmas special or my Best of 2011 show. So it is a little bit late, but it is nevertheless a rockin' mix. And I thought I would start you off with my new favorite Christmas song that I discovered over the Christmas break, thanks to one of my friends. That was Run DMC with their song Christmas in Hollis from a compilation album they put out, a while ago now, back in 1987, which was called A Very Special Christmas. This was the first in a series of Christmas-themed compilation albums produced to benefit the Special Olympics, which is kind of cool. In 1988, the album was certified quadruple platinum and sold 4 million copies in the United States. A Very Special Christmas has also raised millions of dollars for the Special Olympics, which we love here at Are You Aware? Not only did Run DMC contribute to that album, but you can find some great Christmas tracks from the Pointer Sisters, Eurythmics, Whitney Houston, Bruce Springsteen, and the E Street Band, The Pretenders, Sting, U2, and Stevie Nicks. Some great quality 80s music there. If you are new to the Are You Aware show and you're wondering what is the method behind this music madness, we profile music and musicians that have a positive social justice message or have done some kind of philanthropic endeavor. We do this to try and encourage you guys to be more involved by being inspired by your fellow musicians or the music to be more involved and do something good in the world and to pay it forward. But today we are focusing on the best of 2011, and I think I've told you this if you guys are fans of Are You Aware and you have heard my best ofs from previous years. My friends and I always at the end of the year we do a little best of 2011 CD compilations for each other, and we choose songs that may not have even been released in 2011 but have had some kind of impact in our lives. We either played them to death and drove our friends mad, or, you know, it had a significant impact in our life on some level, and we include that in the show, in our mixes. So I've kind of done that with the show today. There is some oldie, some older sort of songs. I've actually kept it pretty new with a lot of bands coming from 2011 releases, which is pretty cool for me. I'm pretty proud of myself. But without further ado, we are going to start with my number one hit of 2011 that I really just love to bits. I'm very proud to say that the singer on this song is actually an Australian from my home country. This band is called Uncle. They released an album. It was more like a little sort of EP called Only the Lonely, not a full album. They released it last year, and the great Nick Cage actually sings on this song, and this is a great driving song. So if you guys are out there listening on the wonderful airwaves, crank it right now, because this is a goddamn good song. This is Money and Run on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
We'll be right back. money and run.
Saturday, January 21st, Beatroot Magazine and Scratch Records are proud to present Mean Jeans, all the way from Portland, playing at the Interurban Gallery, with doors at 8 and the show starting at 9 p.m. Advance tickets are available at Zulu, Red Cat, Neptune, and Scratch Records. Accompanying Mean Jeans will be Wars, Pangea, Hole in My Head, and the debut show for Meat Pills. You won't want to miss Mean Jeans, Saturday, January 21st at the Interurban Gallery. Mean Jeans at the Interurban is proudly sponsored by CITR.
I
turning of the season. Witness to the arc towards the sun. A neighbor's blessed burden within reason becomes a burden born of all in one. And nobody, nobody knows. Let the earth fall from our shoulders. Season. Watch it as it arcs towards the sun, and you must bear your neighbor's burden within reason, and your labors will be born when all is done, and nobody, nobody knows. Let the earth fall from our shoulders.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was probably one of about 5,000 billion different top albums of 2011 lists that the Decemberists will be on. Probably one of about, there's a few standouts, but I think they were definitely a standout album of 2011. That was from their album, The King Is Dead, and the great song, Don't Carry It All. The Decemberists, this is their sixth full-length album, and it just snuck into 2011. It was released on the 14th of January, so a year ago on Saturday. Craziness. And they describe it as the most pastoral, rustic record they've ever made. And you know what? I think it's got droves and droves and droves of pastoralism. I just feel like I should be chewing on some hay, looking over the sunset of a field of sheep. I literally fell in love with this album the first moment I heard it, and I think drove everyone in my life circle insane with playing it. So if you've just joined, this is Are You Aware's Best of 2011 show. Like I said before, I choose songs that have inspired me or impacted me throughout 2011. So they may not have been released in 2011, but I played them to death, and I wanted to share the music love with you guys out there. So in the middle there, we had the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club with their song and the album of the same name, Beat the Devil's Tattoo. You know what? Black Rebel Motorcycle Club have been going around for ages. Again, these guys, like the Decemberists, this is their sixth studio album, and it's their second full-length album on the band's own label, which is kind of cool. I love this song, Beat the Devil's Tattoo. It is dirty and grungy and just everything that is good about rock and roll. And yeah, I hope you like it too. So I'm not going to do much talking. I know I usually tell you guys about what different bands have been involved with to get you guys excited about being involved around in the world around you as well. But you know what? This is my best of show, and I wanted to fit as much music in as possible. So we're going to take a shift in gears right now. We're going to make it a little bit dancey. So if you're in your bedroom, get out of your chair, turn this up and stick your bum out and start grooving. This is one of my homegrown bands, Architecture in Helsinki from Australia. They actually performed here, God, in the middle of the year, maybe beginning of the year. And I was very lucky to actually interview the lead singer of Architecture in Helsinki. And if you go to the Are You Aware podcast, I know this is a brutal plug, but I'm going to do it. I have control of the airwaves. You can check out the Architecture in Helsinki interview. It actually is labeled, I can't remember off the top of my head what the date was, but with all the interviews that we do with musicians and organizations that are involved or that come on the show, we ask them to choose three songs that inspire them to be involved in social justice. And then with the bands, we ask them to choose one of their songs. So you can hear the Architecture in Helsinki mixtape that they made for us as well. But without further ado, this is one of my favorite songs of 2011 done by their album Moment Bends from this year. This is called Escape. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
big government and big pharma have entered into a secret conspiracy in which secret government contracts are sold to big pharma that allow for secret chemicals to be placed in coffee seeds, all under the watchful eye of Big Coffee, who is secretly working with other world forces, all in a sinister plot to get alien embryos in our coffee so Big Pharma can sell us alien contraceptive pills. Or, if you'd rather get some rational news, check out Radio Free Thinker, the radio show / podcast that promotes skepticism, critical thinking, and science education, every Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Touch a girl, 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 touch a girl.
making it all sultry here on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. This is Are You Aware's Best of 2011, songs that moved us to dance, to sob, to cry, to shout out loud, and just to get hella drunk. That's right, it's the Best of 2011, songs that might have been released from 2011 or before that just impacted the Are You Aware host in her life. And in there we had a little bit of a dance mix with Architecture in Helsinki from their album of 2011, Moment Bends, with their song Escape. In the middle there we had Canada's own Chili Gonzalez with his song You Can Dance from his album Ivory Tower. This was actually produced in 2010, but I loved it so much that I have put it into my 2011 show. And if you haven't checked out the music video, I would suggest that you do, especially if you're a guy who likes boobs and butts, because there's a lot of boobs and butts. I'm not going to say anything else. I've obviously said too much, but just letting you know, it's a pretty interesting music video, very charming. And then at the end there, we had NERD with their album Nothing from Hypnot and their song Hypnotize You, which was released, I think, at the either... No, it was September 30th, 2010 it was released. So it was a little while back, but you know what? These late ones in the year, they kind of come over into 2011 and, you know, you just can't help yourself but enjoy it in this year. And Hypnotize You, that song, was actually produced by Daft Funk as well, which is kind of cool. And in an interview that Pharrell actually gave in September about this album of last year, he said there's a very interesting image on the front page of the CD, and it's of him or a member of the band with not only a army helmet on, but red and white and blue feathers. And he says the feathers represent the peace and the helmet represents the war. It's like where we are right now. There's a lot of war that people can't necessarily explain. The economy sucks. Girls are still beautiful. We wanted to make music that reflected that, so people can look back 20 years from now and say this is what was going on. So Hypnotize You, I guess, was something to do with war and peace and something like that. Anyway, we are going to keep the music going. This, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, I really think that this has to be one of my top albums of 2011. I can't get enough of this album. It's such a different approach from the album we heard from Lykke Li last time she was around. This was released in Sweden on March 2nd, 2011. And it honestly is such a great album. It's really hearty and there's so many different songs in here and themes of songs. I've chosen Jerome, which is a great song, and this is called Wounded Rhymes. The album is, and it's by Lykke Li. You're on the Best of Are You Aware 2011 show on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Shining, I feel your pounding.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
I heard the church bells from afar. Thank you.
You're on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I am doing the best of 2011 mix songs that have impacted me in any way, shape or form over the last 12 months. And we just heard the one, the only, the Uncomparable TV on the Radio with their fifth studio album, which was released last year, Nine Types of Light. This is actually the final album that featured bassist Gerard Smith, who unfortunately died of lung cancer only 9 days after Nine Types of Light was released this year. I can't even imagine how hard it would have been for the band to go on and perform after their friend had passed. TV on the Radio have actually been involved in a lot of cool things. They donated the drawing of the album cover of Return to Cookie Mountain and a poster of the Dear Science painting, both autographed towards the Artist Project Earth Auction that raised funds specifically for earthquake relief. Artist Project Earth aims to create a better world by bringing the power of music and the arts to the 21st century challenges. It supports effective projects and awareness-raising initiatives to combat climate change and raise funds for natural disaster relief, which is pretty cool. So if you want to learn more about them, you can go to www.apeuk.org. And like I said, I am trying to put in a little bit of the usual Are You Aware, telling you about what the artists have been involved with to get you inspired to be more involved in yourself. But like I mentioned, this is the best of 2011 mix, so we want to try and jam pack as much great music into the show before we finish in about half an hour. In the middle there, we had Canada's own oh, dearie me. Give me a couple of weeks off and look what happens. Canada's own City and Colour with their song, what did we play? We played We Found Each Other from their most recent album, Little Hell, which is a great, great album. And if you haven't heard it, there's some really great tracks on there. And at the beginning, like I mentioned, one of my all-time favourites albums of this year, Wounded Rhymes. It's just got a plethora of just great songs, some really a country song, some really meaty, heavy, angsty songs, and then just some really funny songs as well. Lykke Lee has been involved with another couple of cool, really cool bands called the Polyphonic Spree and one of our favourites, Yay Sayer. And they travelled to Uganda in 2010 under the wings of a charity and called Invisible Children. They also took along Vincent Moon, who is basically the director of La Blogothèque, or Takeaway Shows. And if you've been a fan of Are You Aware for a while, you know I talk about that. That's a great place to source new music or see your favourite bands in some really cool situations playing music. Invisible Children is a non-profit aimed to bring the human rights atrocity of child soldiers who are younger than the country's 23-year civil war in Uganda to light using different methods. So those guys were all involved with that, which is pretty cool. So if you want to do some Googling to find out about what they did in Uganda, go check out invisiblechildren.com and you can find some more information about that. But I still have half an hour to go, and I have a schwackload of music to get through in the next half an hour. So we are going to keep it going with the Rural Alberta Advantage. It's from their most recent album of this year, Departing. This song is a great song. It's a toe tapper. I loved it. It was on high rotation on my music apparatus this year. This is called Under the Knife. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Straighten your crooked head down to the Interurban Art Gallery at 1 East Hastings on Friday, January 20th, and make sure you don't miss the release party for We Hunt Buffalo's very first LP. Also playing will be War Baby, Three Wolf Moon, and Damn Fine Cop. The artwork of Allison Woodward will be featured throughout the evening as well. There's a free art reception at 8 p.m., cover charge is $10 at the door starting at 9 p.m., or $8 in advance, and you can find tickets at Red Cat, Zulu, or Scratch Records. Presented by Scratch Records, CITR 101.9 FM, and Discord Amenities.
floating in the harbor, washed at night, shining stars and sweeping the corners, feeding on the plankton. The moon is a lantern, I follow its pattern, mellow sonar floating in the open water. I'm on the sea floor.
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. We have 15 minutes left of my best of 2011 tracks, the songs that moved me to dance, to scream, to shout, and to play for you guys on the show. We just had New Zealand's own The Phoenix Foundation with their song Buffalo. And with the album of the same name that was released this year, I have to thank a friend of mine that put me onto these guys because they're pretty damn good. A really cool mix of just chilling out on the porch during the summertime, which I know is a long way off for us here in Vancouver, but I guess it can give you some indication of what's happening in the southern hemisphere of the world right now. Before that, we had the one, the only, Beirut with their most recent album that was released in August 2011, The Riptide, and that song was Santa Fe. I didn't realize this, but actually Beirut was a solo musical project for the lead singer before they actually expanded into a band, which I did not know about. So there's a little fun fact for you. And then, like I said at the start, we had the Rural Alberta Advantage, and I said it correctly this time, yahooey, with their song Under the Knife from their album of this year, Departing. So, like I said, I have about three more songs that I'm going to try and squeeze into the next 15 minutes of the show. We just have, we're sort of changing a little bit to a little bit of a soul groove. If you're a listener of Are You Aware regularly, you know that I do likes my soul. And the one, the only Mavis Staples from the Staples Singers actually released an album this year called You Are Not Alone. She was a huge gospel singer, rhythm and blues singer, as well as a civil rights activist all the way from the 50s right up until even today. And I don't know if you knew this, but she actually had a little bit of a personal relationship with Mr. Bob Dylan at one point, and he actually asked her father for her hand in marriage. So there you go, some more fun facts for the Are You Aware listeners. This is a beautiful song, and I just love it. And if you've got any hardships going on in your life, this is a really good song to listen to because it makes you feel happy. And the title of the song is the same as the album, You Are Not Alone, on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
You're not alone, I'm with you, I'm lonely too. What's that song? Can't be sung by two. A broken heart, isolated and afraid. Open up, this is a ray. I wanna get it through to you. You're not alone. You're not alone. Every night I stand in your place. Every tear on every face tastes the same. Broken dream, a broken heart, isolated and afraid. Open up, this is a ray. I'm gonna get it through to you. You're not alone. Get it through to you. You're not alone.
Every year, for some time now, CITR Radio in Vancouver and a few independent and college radio stations around the globe have worked to give modern art a transmitter. The concept of giving art a birthday was introduced by French-born artist-slash-peacenik Robert Filliou. In 1963, he asserted that 1 million years ago there was no art. But one day, on the 17th of January to be precise, art was born when someone dropped a dry sponge into a bucket of water. 24 hours of radio art will broadcast midnight to midnight, January 17th, on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and online at CITR.ca.
Don't up, it wasn't you. I finished closing. Rambled in the roots, had the marvel move. The proof being Neil Vines glowing. Storing up the clues, it had its sudden blue. Bruce threw by showing. Settled past the patience, where wishes and your will are spilling pictures. Waters running through in the valley where we grew to write this scripture.
On Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was Bon Iver with their new album Bon Iver with Minnesota WR. stands for Wisconsin's, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Darren. My American geography is not so flash. I've got one more song. I hope you enjoyed Are You Aware's Best of 2011. I know I did. I was dancing in the studio. The last song that I have for you today is The Boxer Rebellion with their new album, The Cold Still. This song is No Harm. See you in 2 weeks.
Enjoy these sounds. CITR is the home of amazing sounds. So listen to me always. 101.9 CITR.ca.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.